Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today we're going to talk about on the show is the most valuable skill that you can develop as an entrepreneur. And I'm confident this is actually the most valuable skill. I've learned this both the right way and the hard way over time. And so I'm going to share this with you today. I encourage you to listen in and see how you can apply this to your life. So stay tuned and I'll break it down for you. In business, there are so many different hats that we wear. There are so many different things that we have to do that it can be overwhelming at times. But there's actually this one single skill that if you invest in it, you master it, you learn, and you continue to level up your level of excellence, will have a massive impact across your entire company, for your revenue, for the results and impact you want to make. All of that will be impacted by this. And so I'm curious. Just take a minute. You can even comment down below if you're watching this live or just for yourself. Just take a minute and ask yourself, what is the number one skill that I need as an entrepreneur? Curious what you think that is. I'll give you a second to think about that. Because if we can identify that number one skill, then everything else is going to get easier. And so I wonder, some people I know have said to me, oh, sales is the most important, definitely important skill. Some people say, you know, management is important. Absolutely. Some people say your specific craft, like if you're a really good writer or you're a website builder or you're a sales trainer or you're a coach or consultant or whatever your skill is. Yes, absolutely. Those are super important. But I don't believe any of those is the number one skill, the most valuable skill that you need as an entrepreneur. I believe, and based on the experience that I've had and how I've watched other people both grow successfully and fail to grow their companies, I believe the number one most valuable skill you can have as an entrepreneur is leadership. And so leadership, I've thought a lot about what that definition is, and you can look up the dictionary definition. But as I was thinking about this today and getting ready to record this episode, I said, you know what? My definition of leadership is the continual process of upgrading your influence and your ability to delegate so you can achieve the goals you have for your company and make the impact you want to make with your team and the world around you. And so if we're always upgrading our ability to influence others, then that gives us leverage to delegate effectively, and we get more time and resources to achieve the things we want to achieve. And when I think about leadership and influence, I also feel like it's important to define or think through what is influence. I'm going to define the opposite of influence so that we can understand a little bit more about what influence is. So for me, the opposite of influence is manipulation. When we manipulate somebody, it's from a place of negativity. It's from a place of control, and it's just out of selfish desire. So if we manipulate somebody to do what we want because it purely benefits us and it's selfish and it's negative, that's manipulation because we're hurting somebody with our ability to guide somebody. Influence is the opposite of that, but it has some similar traits, and sometimes it's easy to misunderstand. But influence is where we're using our ability to guide somebody and help them make decisions to benefit them, to benefit multiple people, to benefit all the people that we're supposed to serve and support as the leader. And when we have that ability to delegate and to influence and to hand things off, that's when our ability as a leader really grows. I'll use an example of a couple other leaders in my life because it's a little bit easier than using just my own examples. But there is a friend of mine who has been a business coach of mine, a leader, a mentor in my life for 30 years at this point, a really, really long time. And he could call me today. His name is Doug. He could call me today and say, hey, Gabe, I need your help with this. I need to accomplish this. And I need you to jump in and help me. And I would do whatever he asked. I wouldn't even think about it. And that is because he has invested so much time and effort into our relationship. He has coached me. He has taught me. He has invested time with me. And so I'm more than willing to do anything he asks because I trust him completely. Same would be true for one of my younger brothers, Cody. He is a man that I super respect. He's built an amazing company. He keeps his word. He helps me out. We have a really deep and confident relationship. And so when he reaches out and needs something, no question, I'll go do it. And that's the place that we ultimately want to get to with our clients, with our customers, with our employees, our team members. We want to be in a position where when we ask something or when we give a suggestion, They trust us so much because we've showed up for them. We've served them. We've helped them improve their life. We've taught them new skills. We've guided them through tough situations. We've provided resources. We've given them, you know, we've removed the barriers that they're facing. When that's the type of approach we take with somebody, of course, it's natural that they'll trust us and they'll be willing to immediately engage and jump in when we ask for something. And so leadership comes from influence, and influence comes from the time we spend with people, the relationship we have, and by truly focusing on how do we serve them and how do we make their life better. When that foundation is there, it's a lot easier for me to go, to example, to my general manager, Danielle, and say, hey, I am overwhelmed today. I'm stuck with these things. I need help with this. And so I need to delegate and hand these things off to you. When I do that, Danielle says, of course, I got it. No problem. I'm going to take care of it. And that's because I'm very intentional and have been for years in my relationship with Danielle of, you know, spending time investing in her, spending time building our relationship, giving her the skills she needs to manage and to lead, teaching her how different parts of the company work, providing resources and support in personal matters when I have the opportunity to. All of those things is what ultimately builds up that foundation and that relationship. And when we have that type of relationship, when she knows she can trust me to help her, to support her and guide her, when I have requests or when I have directives, she has no question, you know, in following them, because again, we have that foundation. And so if you're struggling right now and you're not achieving what you want in your business, odds are you have a leadership deficit. It's something that can happen periodically. It's something that we always have to be aware of. And we always have the opportunity to invest more in our team and to invest more in leadership. So we have that influence and we have the ability to really guide them forward. So when we have challenges in any department, any product, any service, or with an individual team member, it always comes down to the level of leadership that we've shown them and the level of leadership that we need to step up to in order to continue that investment. So I believe of all the things that we should focus on, continual investment in leadership is absolutely the number one skill as entrepreneurs that's going to move us forward. And if you need support or resources on this, reach out to me. Happy to share what I've used. Couple things that have been really valuable to me. One is John Maxwell. He has been focusing on serving leaders for a huge majority of his life, probably 40 plus years now, maybe even 50 years. So John Maxwell has some amazing leadership books I would encourage you to check out. I also recently read two different books by the same authors. The first one is called Extreme Ownership, and the second one is called The Dichotomy of Leadership. Those are two books that really get into the tactical kind of battlefield level leadership, because both of the authors were Navy SEALs. But it really talks about how to have a clear mission, how to follow through on it, and how to support your team, both through the good times and the bad times that you're going to face together. And so those are some great resources as well. My intention in this episode today is really just to open your eyes up to the fact that if you're struggling or stuck in anywhere in business, it always comes back to leadership. And we've talked a lot today about how to lead and support others, or just kind of the concepts around that. But equally as much, you need to have the ability to lead yourself, which is part of the discipline and structure and routine that we need to have as leaders, so that we demonstrate by example the stability, the results, and the behaviors that we want to have in our team. So all of that to say, just want to encourage you to open up your mind to the realization that your company can grow faster and more effectively when you invest in leadership on a consistent basis for yourself and for your team and all those around you. And if, you know, instead of thinking, oh, it's somebody else's fault, remind yourself, I am the leader here. I'm going to take full ownership of this, regardless of the problem. And because of that, I have input and control and influence on where we're going to go. I hope this has been helpful for you. Hope it's opened up a little bit of a different perspective for you. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.